On the air at 1300 on your AM dial. On the internet at xtrasports1300.com. This is Extra Sports 1300.
Drive Time Sports on Extra Sports 1300. Your home for Air Force hockey. We enjoyed very much listening to Shane Sterrett help lead the Air Force Falcons to the NCAA tournament. If you remember, shortly thereafter, Shane made the decision, and a decision that some criticized him for, making the jump to the professional ranks, leaving what is an obvious ready-made job for him in the Air Force to pursue his dream of playing goalie in the NHL. And I gotta tell you, there's still a ways to go, but so far so good for Shane as he leads the ECHL in save percentage, has his team, the Wichita Thunder, in second place in his division, and he has been recently named an ECHL All-Star, and he will be playing next week in that game. So we welcome onto the program former Air Force netminder, current Wichita Thunder goaltender, Shane Sterrett. Shane, been a while. How are you doing, man?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Doing great. So how's Wichita treating you?
It's been real nice. We're obviously having a good season right now, sitting in second place with one more weekend before the All-Star break.
What has been the one thing about being a professional that maybe you were not made aware of, wasn't on the pamphlet when you signed up? What surprised you about the life as a professional hockey player?
Now it's I think not much. It's just a little more workload. Now instead, when I was at the academy, the coaches know that you have time. Like, they need to give you time to do homework and grab dinner. And now it's just all day. They can keep you at the rink as long as you want. You'll be working out every day. So the workload for hockey kind of went up, but everything else is gone now. So it's full-time focus on hockey.
Yeah. And I think we talked to you shortly after you had made the decision. And one thing that came up, and I imagine it was there for you as you made this decision, I'm sure it wasn't a slam dunk decision, like, oh, this is a no-brainer. It was very difficult, I'm sure, for you to make this decision, and I would imagine that there was at least a little nervousness, worry, whatever you want to call it, to go into the unknown, so to speak. How much have those feelings, if they were there in the first place, have they kind of gone away as you've gotten into this lifestyle and so far have succeeded playing at the current level that you're at?
Yeah, I'm definitely feeling comfortable now. You know, it was a tough decision back then, but I look back and I'm glad I made the decision to do so. This has been my dream since I was younger, and I'm glad that I get the chance to pursue it.
As you say, tough decision to leave the Air Force Academy. What is the one thing that you miss most here in Colorado Springs?
I'd say it's the teammates. The Air Force hockey guys were some of the best friends that I've had, and that was one of the tough decisions, was to leave them, knowing I still had two more years of playing with them after, you know, you go through everything through the academy together. But I know they were supportive of my decision. They were all happy for me. They were all excited when I made the decision. And, you know, that's all I could ask for as my last time there going out.
How much in contact do you keep with some of your former teammates?
I pretty much keep a lot. I talk to, I know, Henley and Fino. We still talk a lot. I talked actually a couple nights ago to Evan Giesler and Tyler Rostenkowski. He lives in Wichita. He got stationed at the Air Force base here, I believe it's McConnell. And Rostenkowski actually came out and practiced with our team for a couple days.
That's pretty cool. I'm glad you brought up Himley and Fino, because I was thinking, as you keep in touch with these guys, maybe you reminisce, you think back to your time at the Air Force Academy, although it wasn't that long ago. Do you still think about your post-game celebration dance with Himley and Fino? As you can imagine, I have my sources inside the program that wanted me to bring it back up with you today.
Yeah, absolutely. They told me when I was leaving, one of the first things I said, well, we got to figure out something else to do now.
So what?
I haven't seen if they figured something new to do, but I know that was one of the bigger changes for them.
What was this? Was Dan, because my source, Dave Toler, just said, ask him about the what is this? Is this like the Dougie, or what? What is this celebration dance that he was referring to?
I don't really know how to describe it. Everyone said basically the three of us were kind of just like just these three group of kids that just have the same personalities, getting along and just kind of out in their own little world. And we kind of just, you know, did our own little thing at Sunrise after kind of us just being letting our personalities show out. Mm-hmm.
Very cool. Shane Sterrett, Wichita Thunder goaltender, joining us here on Drive Time Sports. He was named an ECHL All-Star. That game will be played next week. And I noticed that you're due to come out to Colorado to play the Eagles, I believe, the last weekend of the regular season or last series of the regular season. Do we expect to see you, or will you already be in Edmonton by then?
I should be there. I know the goalie situation up there is they just picked up Al Montoya, so
yeah.
I don't think I'll be called up again like I was when Wichita went out there in December, because they went out there mid-December and I was up with the AHL team at Bakersfield. But I'm planning on being around there in April. I believe it's April 6th or something, April 6th and 7th.
Yeah. Yeah, I believe it is. Yeah, the 6th and 7th out at up in Loveland against the Colorado Eagles. So tell us, as you now have started down this road in your professional career, and you mentioned that you got kind of a spot call-up, where you are, if I were making a baseball analogy, because obviously with the Sky Sox here, people on this would be Double-A. I mean, if you would compare it, so there's Bakersfield above you, and then it's Edmonton, right?
Yes.
Okay. So, how much is there any discussion as far as, you know, what maybe that you need to improve on in order to make that jump? Is there any discussion that goes on at any point about, hey, you know, you're really close, but we need you to do this? Any discussions like that? Or are we still too early to get to that point?
I work with the their goaltending development coach. Mm-hmm. So Van Rodriguez, he comes to Wichita about once a month for a week. And when he's down here for a week, he's working with me, and he'll, you know, tell me what I need to work on, what they're looking for in me,
mm-hmm.
and what will make me be ready for that jump up. When I went up there, he told the coaches up in Bakersfield that he felt I was ready to play at least one game there, see how I feel. And I thought I did real well against the San Antonio Rampage, 44 saves on 47 shots in my AHL debut. And they tell me, they'll call every now and then and tell me, you know, we saw our last game, we want you to work on this or something. And they're always in touch with me, seeing what they want me to work on, and they want me most of all just playing games and gaining experience down here.
But you get one taste of what is the next level for you, and I got to imagine that it probably took a little while for you to kind of get back settled in, because I imagine you get that taste and you're like, okay, I just want to be here all the time. I want to be I like the AHL. I'll just go ahead and stay here. I imagine that's difficult sometimes to get shifted back on the ladder, but at the same time, as you said, better to be, I suppose, a starter and a regular player at this level than to be, you know, once every so often at the next level.
Yeah, it was a good time up there. Seeing the treatment you get up there is a little better than the treatment you get up here. But obviously, I want to be up there in the AHL, but I know that there's a plan for me development-wise before I make that jump up, and I'm just sticking with the kind of development path that they're planning out for me, and I understand, you know, what I have to do.
I'm assuming you saw Frank's rant last week about the officiating at DU.
I don't know who hasn't seen it.
I know. I think TSM picked it up in Canada. I would imagine that Malcolm Cameron is not quite like Frank, although I would imagine that there are rare human beings. Maybe Tom Ceratori that's like Frank, but other than that, I'm sure that you don't come across people quite like Frank in your travels.
No. He's definitely a little different coaching style. But you get used to it. Frank's definitely one of a kind, and it was great to play under him. And you know, he was always like that. He'd always had sayings like that that just sometimes you wouldn't catch it right away, and then you think back and give a little chuckle about it.
Thanks so much for the time, man, and congratulations on all your success so far. We're super excited for you out here in Colorado Springs and can't wait to see how you do next week in the ECH All-Star Game and for the rest of this season. Thanks so much for the time.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, my pleasure. Shane Sterrett, former Air Force netminder, current member of the Wichita Thunder, joining us here on Drive Time Sports.